This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Freilichen, Chanukah, Agitin Chodesh, how are you? We're continuing our Shirim on Daf HaShavua. We're learning the sugya of Kol Kavua Kemechsa Mechsadami. The Gemara tells us on Daf Tezvav Amar Aleph that Reb Zera says Kol Kavua Kemechsa Mechsadami. Bein Lekula, Bein Lechumra. So for instance, if you have nine stores selling shechted meat and one sells nevela and you bought from one of them, so then it's asur, misafek, because even though only one out of the 10 stores sells treif meat, nevertheless, it's considered like half the stores sell treif meat. But if you find it on the road, then you follow the majority of the stores. So that's an example of kol kavua kemechsa mechsadami l'chumra. An example of Lekula is if you have nine shratzim and you have one tsefardeya, which does not have tumas sheretz, and you don't know which one you touched. So in a rishus harabim, where safek is tahar, it's considered a safek, even though the majority of the creatures are shratzim. So you have nine shratzim and one tsefardeya, we still apply the rule of safek, Tuma Bershus Harabim is Tahar. Now, the Gemara applied this to a case where somebody is Mezana, that if she goes to them, then that's called Kavua Kemechsa Mechsadami. If he goes to her, that's called the Parish, Meruba Parish. By the way, Tosis says that what we're worried about is, the Gemara says, maybe she'll go to them. So if you take a look at the second Tosfos on Tezvav Amud Aleph, Tosfos says, what does it mean, she'll go to them? She'll go into their house. Because just going into the city, that's not considered kol kavua kemechsa amechsadami. That's like finding meat in between the stores. That's not kol kavua kemechsa amechsadami. Tosfos says that's called the parish, meruba parish. Or if you have a child that's mushloch ba'ir, that's not kavua, because it's not found in the bayis. That's why Rashi explains that kol deparish, meruva parish is shepirish boyal mi beisai. But if she went into his house, then it's called kavua kemechsa mechsadami. Tosus has a kasha. Tosus asks him, Taimar, debenazir perik beis parich. The Gemara Nazir asks, Ahada Amar, Ha'oimer l'shlucha, if someone sends a shliach, Tse v'kadesh li isha, go and marry a woman for me, Stam, then the halacha is your usher to every woman in the world. From the halacha of Kan Stuma. And the Gemara says, maybe there's a difference, and the Gemara says, Aminu l'cha ano isha d'loi naidi, v'ar amr li asura denayid? By the woman, she's naidi. Why is she naidi? Because maybe the person who lived with her was parush. So the Gemara, and the Gemara says, V'chitema hachinami b'shuka ashkecha. Maybe he lived with her in the shuk, and he was makadish her. So in other words, maybe in fact it is a case of called the parush, meruba parush, because the shliach married her in the shuk. I mean, the issue here is that if a shliach marries a woman, then what happens is he has a problem ever getting married again, because maybe the woman that he's marrying is related to the woman who married her, who the shliach married him to. So the Gemara ultimately says that since it's not called the parish meruba parish, because even if the shliach went ahead and married her in the shuk, she then returns home. So the Gemara says, "V'chitema hachenami b'shuka ashkecha v'kaddish." If you're going to say he found her in the market and he married her, hasam hadra lenichusa. There she goes back to her house. That implies mashma legabe adam loy shayach kol deparish meruba parish. That implies that by a person, we do not apply the rule of kol deparish meruba parish. Why? Because Hadar Lenichusa, they eventually go home. So what Tosis is asking is that how could the Gemara say that if the Boyel goes ahead and lives with the woman, so we apply the rule called the Parish Meruba Parish, but the Gemara Nazir says a klal that ultimately if the Boyel returns home, so then we apply the rule of Kol Kavua Kemachsa Mechsadami. Meaning it doesn't matter if he left the place of the Kavios, but if he's going to return there, so then we apply the rule of Kol Kavua Kemachsa Mechsadami. Tosfos says that's not a kasha. Because there, at the time that somebody would be doing an Isser, meaning the shliach went ahead and married a woman, even if that woman was in the marketplace, but at the time that the one who sent him wants to marry another woman, he's going to be living with her in her house, and the woman who caused that Isser is also going to be in her house. Tosfos says, "Dahasam b'shas ha'Isser k'shazeh ba'al shem isha." When the man who sent the shliach would then go live with any other woman, hadra l'nichusa ha'isha shekidesh ha'shliach. The woman who the shliach married would then be returned home, meaning at the time that the mishalech would go ahead and live with any other woman, the woman who the shliach married him to originally would be in her house, so the source of the Isser is kavua. Masha'in came over here. What's the moment that creates the Isser? The moment that creates the Isser is the znus. So at that moment, the man was poirish from the roiv. Ki avol hach over here, ki azli inhu legaba, when they go to her, bishah sha'oisra, at the time that they answer her, harehu nayed, he's on the move. So Tosfos is making the following distinction, that when a man lives with a woman and causes her to become usher, so at that time that the isser is created, he has separated from the roiv. So then we apply the rule of kol deparish meruba parish, as opposed to the Gemara Nazir, even though at the time the shliach married that woman to the guy who sent him, the woman was parish min haroiv. Nevertheless, at the time that that man wants to go ahead and marry anybody else, that woman has already returned back to her lenichusa, then we apply the rule of kol kavua kemechsa mechsadami. This is a very important distinction of Tosfos, that the definition of kavua and roiv goes by the shas ha'iser. So I want to share with you a chakira of the Prima Gadim, as well as another chakira to possibly answer this chakira. Let's see if we could get this up here. Okay. So the Prima Gadim in the Sifsei Das, in this parish on the Shach, in Yaradeya, has the following amazing chakira in Simen Kuf Yud, where he is choike regarding the din of Kol Kavua Kemechsa Amechsadami. Prima Gadim says, Yesh lachgar b'din ha-kavua shalesh chakiras. The first chakira. He says, if kavua is a chiddush, kiven de kavua chiddushu, de chadus la rachmana, kavua is a chiddush that the Torah innovated. De ba'alma azlina basaruba, normally we follow a roiv. We follow even a roiv de lesa kaman. Remember we had a shir on the difference between Ruba de Issa Kaman and Ruba de Lassa Kaman. Ruba de Issa Kaman is when they're hard facts. You have 10 stores, 9 are kosher, 1 are treif, or vice versa. And Ruba de Lassa Kaman is like, most women, they don't want to be alone. That's not a statistical. It's not like hard facts where you have X number of A and Y number of B. It's just a general phenomenon. That's Ruba de Lassa Kaman. So normally we follow Ruba de Lassa Kaman. And by kavua, even by ruba de isa kaman, we don't follow it by kavua. So now, the Prima Gadam wants to know, if roiv does not work against kavua, l'chayra certainly svek sveka should not work against kavua. Why? Because svek sveka is not stronger than a roiv. And svek sveka is probably weaker than a roiv, and the Prima Gadam himself concludes that svek sveka is weaker than a roiv. Even though the Rajba and a tshuva has a possibility that svek sveka is greater than a roiv, but nevertheless, lahalacha, it's not better. So if roiv does not beat kavua, then l'chayra, certainly svek sveka should not beat kavua. Or maybe we say, no, ein loy boy ela chidushai, but svek sveka will work. What does that mean? Let's say you have 9 stores selling shechted meat, and 1 store selling safek nevela, or safek trefa, and you don't know which one you bought from. So this case is not just roiv, it's svek sveka. Maybe I bought kosher, and even if I bought from that one, maybe that one's kosher. That's one chakira of the Prima Gadam. You got it? That ill, or the chakira of the Prima Gadam is l'chayra roiv is stronger than svek sveka. So if kavua busts a roiv, certainly it should bust the svek sveka, or maybe not. Next shaila. What's stronger, ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif? So if kavua destroys a roiv, l'chayra it should definitely destroy chazaka, because chazaka is weaker than a roiv. So the second chakira of the Prima Gadam is hachakira abesi, kivan de goli kra deloy nezel basa ruba, kal shekein basa chazaka, de ruba chazaka ruba adif. Or do we say, no, the Torah was only megala that kavua bas arrive. It doesn't never told us about chazaka. He says in Nida, on Daf Yud Ches, and in Ksubis, Tesvav, if you have 9 frogs and 1 sheretz, or the opposite, so we say in Rishus Hayachid, Safek Tamei, Shus Harabim, Safek Tahar. Why? Because the man, we use Chazaka in Rishus Harabim. So that means that Chazaka works against, that means Chazaka works against Kavua. No, but that's a mistake. It's not because of the Chazaka. Because it's a Dindoi Raisa, Safek Tamei, Rishus Harabim, a tahar. So these are the two, the chakir of the Prima Gadim. And Rav Shimon Shkop says that he does not understand the Prima Gadim's chakira whatsoever. Let me just see if I could. How do I do this? Yeah, perfect. Why? The Shimon Shkop says a Prima Gadam is in Kof Yod Sivkat and Yodan is topic, but then Kavua Shalish Chakiris. Imahani be Kavua Svek Sveka, Imahani Chazaka, or as if whether Karoiv is a factor. If Roiv doesn't work, then certainly Svek Sveka shouldn't work, or Chazaka shouldn't work. So if Roiv doesn't work, so likewise Chazaka and Karoiv. Or do we say no, the Kavua is a Chiddush? And ein loy boy ala chidushai. Now, says Rav Shimon Shkop, the chakira of the Prima Gadim is built on the idea that in a situation of kavua, roiv does not work. Meaning roiv cannot overpower kavua. So let's say you have 100 men in the city. 99 are Jews, 1 is a guy. And she was mezana with them, in the house. So the roiv, that the majority are Jews, cannot beat the fact that the guy who is a ma'aser is kavua. The lamdus, the prima gadim grips the lamdus of kavua, is roiv doesn't work against it. So then the question is, maybe Svek Sveka also doesn't work against Roiv. Or maybe Chazaka also doesn't work against... Excuse me. If Roiv doesn't work against Kavua, maybe Svek Sveka doesn't work against Kavua. Maybe Chazaka doesn't work against Kavua. Because Svek Sveka and Chazaka are not as strong as Roiv. But this is all predicated on the idea that Roiv cannot work against Kavua. But says Rav Shimon Shkup, that's not the reason why Kol Kavua Kamechsa Amechsa Dami. It's not that Roiv doesn't work against Kavua. Roiv could work against Kavua. Because he named Nizbar Lefaneinu Bragam HaKoyim Barayos De'enokin De'gam B'Kavua Mahani Ruba De'isakaman Im Yeh Roiv HaMikrim. Certainly Ruba De'lesakaman. It's not that Roiv doesn't work. Meaning the question is, how do we understand this? There are two ways of understanding why Roiv can't work against Kavua. Either Kavua is strong, so Roiv can't overpower it. So if that's the Lamda, so that's the Lamda that Prima Gadim seems to be working with, he says, well, if Roiv cannot overpower Kavua, certainly Roiv should not be able to overpower certainly Svek Sveko should not be able to overpower Kavua, certainly Chazoko should not be able to overpower Kavua. But there's a different way of looking at this. It's not that Roiv can overpower Kavua. It's how does Roiv work? Roiv works that the majority of the likelihood is with the Roiv. But when maybe the pshat is when there's a Kavua, so now you don't have a Roiv anymore. Roiv is majority are Jews and a minority are Goyim. But when the Goy is Kavua, so then his statistical likelihood is upgraded. So it's not Roiv against the Miyot, it's Roiv against the Roiv. The Miyot is old, the Miyot is empowered. It's not that Roiv can't overpower Kavua, it's you don't have a Roiv. There is no Roiv. It's not majority. Why? Because the Miyot is Kavua. So it becomes Kamechsa Amechsa. It's not that Kavua is so strong it beats a Roiv. It doesn't beat a Roiv. It renders it that there is no Roiv. It renders it that there is no Roiv. And therefore, if the Lamdus is, it renders it that there's no Roiv, that has no bearing whatsoever on Svek Sveka and Chazaka. Because there's still a Safek over here. And we know Svek Sveka works on a Safek. And we know Chazaka works on a Safek. So why doesn't Roiv work? Because there's no Roiv. Not because Roiv can't overpower the Kavua. It's not that the Roiv is not strong enough to beat the Kavua. It's when the Miyot is Kavua, there is no Roiv. Let's see Rebbe Chanan. Rebbe Chanan brings... Be'ikar hadin the chol de parash yesh the ayin din he da chaticha shenimtzeis ena b'makam. This is the kavitz shiurim k'subas oismem. Ava kol hachaticha samechzam him k'mechsa mechsim kim zusha pirshalay pirshim ruba ela mi mechsa mechsa. The one way of looking at it as the way we were just mechadesh. That when the miyot is kavua, it's like mechsa al mechsa. There is no Roiv. So Rabbi Chanan says, no, that's not the pshat the way we were mechadesh. It's not that there's no roiv, but it's a gzeres hakos of that by son, which is kavua, we don't follow roiv. There is a roiv, it just it doesn't work. And that's how Reb Chaim learns. So in other words, Reb Shimon Shkop says that according to his Mahalach, that the way Kol Kavua K'merza Merza Dami is, that there's no Roiv, it's not that the Roiv doesn't help, but there is no Roiv, so then the Prima Gadim has no Shaila. What's the Prima Gadim's Chakira? Prima Gadim says, well, Sakseka is weaker than Roiv, and Chazaka is weaker than Roiv. So if Roiv can't beat Kavua, so then Sakseka shouldn't beat Kavua. And Chazaka shouldn't beat Kavua. No, it's not that Roiv can't beat Kavua. It's that a Roiv against the Miot that is Kavua, it's not a Roiv anymore. Meaning Kavua is a Roiv buster. Kavua makes it that you don't have a majority of possibility. Kavua is specifically something that undermines the Roiv. So then the Prima Gadol would have no Shiloh whatsoever. So Reb Shimon Shkop is taking the tzad, like Reb Chanan thought. Meaning like this. The Prima Gadol has a Shiloh. If Roiv loses to Kavua, certainly Svek Sveika, certainly Chazaka. That Shaila means that he's learning. The fact that Prima Gadim has such a Shaila means the Prima Gadim holds that Roiv cannot overcome the Kavua. The Roiv can't beat the Kavua. That's how Reb Chanan learns. That's how Reb Chaim learns. Reb Shimon Shkop, though, says that's incorrect. It's not the pshat that the kavua beats the roiv. Reb Shimon Shkop says the kavua makes it that there is no roiv, and therefore the prima gadim will not have a question. So the prima gadim's chakira is really substantiates the way that Reb Chanan and Reb Chaim view it. In other words, it's that the roiv can overcome a kavua. In that case, then certainly the Chazaka and the Sekseku should not overcome the Kavua. On the other hand, Reb Shimon Shkop says it's not that it can't overcome the Kavua makes it that you don't have a Roiv over here. Okay, that's what I got for you on this. I wish you all a Freilich and Chanukah, Agun Chodesh, and stay tuned for the rest of the schedule. Tonight's my last night here, but I have to see if I'm able to do Tezayin Amud Beis tonight, okay? So I'll be in touch with you. Kol Tov. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.